We have a new fundraiser coming up this Sunday, and I am super excited about it. It's completely new for us, and it's going to be at the Ordox Brewery on Spring Street.
What's happening?
Well, we're calling it the Hillbilly Dance Party, but you don't have to be a hillbilly to come. There's going to be all types there. It's just kind of a fun event with some music, obviously some locally brewed beer, and we're going to have some food there as well.
All of it to obviously benefit UPAWS, but what's the schedule and like who's playing and what can folks expect?
Yeah, we have a really good lineup. We're really excited about these bands. We have Trailer Hitch. They're going to be there, and they're country music. And then we have a new band called the Bad Luck Lullabies, and they're kind of rockabilly. And then, of course, we have Mike Waite, who's kind of a standard around Marquette area.
So you've got a little bit of everything there in that sort of that country and rockabilly kind of vein, which I guess that's where the hillbilly idea comes from.
Yeah, yeah. We had to get a name to it, but it's really just an excuse to support UPAWS and have a good time. And
It's a theme party. I mean, are you saying maybe show up with, plaid shirt, jeans, and boots or something with a big buckle or something?
Well, you know, if that's how you normally dress, you can come like that.
Don't have to.
No, you don't have to. We are encouraging everybody just to come and have a good time. Of course, bring your smiles and get your dance on and drink some beer.
What time does it start?
It starts at 6 and it's going to go till 10. And it's an all-ages event, so you don't have to be 21 to come.
Okay.
You have to be 21 to enjoy the beer, but you could come and have a good time any age.
So is it tickets in advance, or is it just at the door?
It's just a donation at the door. We're just asking people to come and support UPAWS. We're not saying amount. You can just give whatever you can afford.
Oh, free will donation.
Yeah, and just say, hey, we're here to support UPAWS, but we're also here to have a good time.
Will you have information there about UPAWS as well?
Yep, we're going to have volunteers there. I'm going to be there. We're also going to have tables set up with pictures of the animals and information about volunteering. And just you can ask any of the UPAWS staff or volunteers questions if you have them.
Just kind of felt like doing something a little bit different and a little fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We like having fun while we support UPAWS.
Talking about UPAWS with Lorena Van Streen, who is kind of the organizer, I guess, sort of the key person putting this little shindig together this weekend. But it's all for UPAWS, which for folks that aren't familiar with it, it's what?
Oh, well, UPAWS is your local nonprofit animal shelter. We serve the Marquette County area and surrounding areas if they need our help. And we are here to help the animals. We're a shelter that takes in animals in need and provides them care and then eventually finds them homes.
And volunteer-driven and also funded by basically the fundraising and contributions you're able to gather.
Yeah, we are completely funded and supported by the people listening. We're funded by the community, and we couldn't do it without them. We wouldn't exist, and these animals wouldn't be saved if it weren't for them. So that's how we operate.
What hours do you operate at the shelter?
We operate noon to 4 every day, except Thursdays. We're open noon to 6:30. So we're there on the weekends, and we're open all those hours to have people come out and meet the animals and adopt, hopefully.
And I know that you're able to use your website for folks to find out more about maybe some of the animals that are available for adoption. But if people want to stop in, where are you located?
We're located behind the old airport in Nagani Township, Snowfield Road. It's 84 Snowfield Road, and you can come out there during our open hours. But like you said, our website is up to date constantly. So we've got a great website, and we also have a great Facebook page. So like our Facebook page and see what's going on.
Actually, I have to say that the website is actually, it's not only just a place to go and check out to see what animals are available for adoption, but you've got a lot of info there. You kind of track the history of some of the adopted animals, where they've ended up, but also tips and things like that for those that have animals. It's sort of a multi-purpose website.
Yeah, the website's there for the community because we're a community service. We're here to provide not only adoptions, but to help you if you have behavioral problems with your animal or need assistance with the lost and found pet. So it's a community website there for you to check out when you need us.
And the website address is?
UPAWS.org. UPAWS.org.
So what's happening again this weekend at the Ordock that folks can take part in?
It's a hillbilly dance party. And like I said before, you don't have to be a hillbilly to come. You just have to come and have fun. And it's we're going to have local brews, obviously from the Ordock Brewing Company. And then we're going to have three bands. Tacos will be served. and donations will be accepted at the door.
It starts at 6?
Starts at 6, goes till 10, and it's an all-ages event, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds like it's a great way to help out UPAWS, and I know it's fun to get people together to help out with these kinds of things. And again, like you said, all ages, so people can stop on in. Again, the website for UPAWS is?
UPAWS.org, UPAWS.org.